Let's take a quick look at the actual sales funnel itself, just so you can have a really basic level understanding of what the different steps are throughout the funnel. And this will just help you give a quick overview of what do the different pages look like, because by now you've probably been, you know, through multiple sales funnels if you made it here. So you probably understand a little bit about what the pages look like, but let's put a name to all of these things, just so we have a very good cornerstone to build on throughout the rest of the training. So the different pages, first is the opt-in page. So the opt-in page is something like this. This is Natalia Kern, it's just kind of pulling samples off the internet. So free, the simple workout plan that turned a mother of three into an international cover model and fitness celebrity. So what happens here is they click free instant access, okay? You go to the website, you click that, and what pops up is enter your name and email, right? You've seen these before. Enter your name and enter your email, and you get free access to 157 pages, reveal exactly, you know, all of this stuff, okay? So that is the opt-in page. Now, the opt-in page is connected to your autoresponder as well, so you collect that email address. The opt-in page is where people opt in to get emails from you, get correspondence from you. Okay, so the thank you page is the page where you actually deliver, right? So this is an example from WordStream. So to download your guide, click here. Now, if it was that first one, it would be to download your 157-page book, click here, right? And then usually you have a little bit of extra offer or a little bit of extra something there. Or on this thank you page, they click that, and after you thank them and you give them that freebie and you provide them with a little bit of value, where we send them next is the sales page. Okay, so on the sales page, again, just kind of an example, but on the sales page, you usually have multiple calls to offer, or calls to action, I'm sorry. These are buttons with, like we talked about before, a single call to action. There's only one call to action on this page. They're either going to do it or they're going to disappear. It's pretty simple. Okay, so it has usually a couple things. There's usually testimonials. There's usually, here's exactly what you get. Okay, here's the usually little checklist things of here's exactly what happens, the easiest way to generate reviews. You know, here's more customer review, here's more customer review. So usually a lot of testimonial stuff and calls to action. This is where people click, yes, I want to buy. All right, now the order page is what's next. So this is kind of 4 out of 5 in terms of the actual order here. So the order page is here. So this is a hiking specialist store. And again, this is just where you see the actual thing. You put in the credit card number, you click continue to check out or submit order, right? Usually it's a submit button on this page, and that's where the order is complete. You get an email saying, here's your course, here's your stuff, and that's kind of how it works. Okay, so the product delivery page then, finally, the product delivery page. So on this one, this is where you actually see your library. Here's your courses. Here's your cash flow. Here's your video ads hack. Here's your traffic mastery. Here's your 10 income hack. Here's your email, you know, on and on and on. But the product delivery page is where people actually get what they purchased. Okay, so if I purchase traffic mastery intensive, the product delivery page. So along the way, as we're going through and you are implementing, you're creating sales funnels to go to different products, maybe to your own products, you're gonna have to know this. You need to know what pages do what and how they fit into the sales funnel process. This will get more advanced as we go along, but this is the basic level part, and we might start throwing in little things along the way in between these, maybe one-time offers and things like that, but eventually we'll get to those. As long as you have the basic level understanding here, you're good to go.